Okay, so if you're wrapping a gift that, has a screen or some kind of chat function, this is probably the most important 5 minutes of prep you can do.
Absolutely.
We are doing a deep dive into a whole stack of sources on online safety, and the mission is really to get a handle on the immediate risks and controls. We're talking about setting up those safeguards now.
And that urgency is everything. What's so interesting, though, is that the biggest surprise in the source material isn't a new console, it's AI.
Okay, let's jump right into that because the speed this is all happening at is, well, it's just staggering. You do a simple search for AI chat and you get hosts of these apps.
So many.
And a lot of them are rated 18 plus B. We're talking about things like Character.ai, which is 18 plus B, but also Snapchat's My AI, which is rated for 13-year-olds.
Right, and the research boils down the concerns into four main areas, but the one that really demands attention, I think, is the first one, over-reliance.
That's what I found so surprising. I mean, the research lists over-reliance, using AI for homework or, and this is the big one, replacing real-life friendships. It lists that above things like exposure to inappropriate content. Why is that risk so critical?
Because it's so subtle. I mean, the other three risks, inappropriate content, privacy and data collection, and, misinformation or bias, we kind of know about
I've
those.
heard them
Well,
before.
exactly. But this new reliance, it fundamentally changes social development.
That's a huge shift from the risk we're used to. Okay, let's turn to games and consoles then. The old rule was always check the PAGE rating, but that's not quite enough anymore, is it?
No, not at all. PAGE rates the gameplay, not the interaction.
Ah, so.
So you absolutely have to find out if the game has any communication features, even if the age rating seems low, if there's chat, if there's voice, the advice is clear. Go in and adjust or just disable those settings and always, always set spending limits on the console itself.
Let's talk about Roblox. It sort of feels like it's in its own category because it's not one game, it's a platform of user-made games. That immediately feels riskier.
It is. And we have specific evidence for that risk too. A recent ITV investigation actually found extremist content had cropped up on the platform.
Wow.
And that's exactly why its PG rating is labeled parental guidance. It's because of that massive amount of user-generated content, UGC.
So the platform itself might be fine, but the millions of things kids can build and then share on it are, well, they're not moderated in the same way. It's a huge
A
liability.
huge one.
Okay, shifting gears to messaging apps. The research points out a whole range of controls, or in some cases, a total lack of them. I'm looking at Signal Private Messenger, rated 13 plus Energen, and it currently has no parental controls at all.
None. It's a total blind spot.
Yeah.
And it really raises questions about, that balance between privacy and oversight.
And then there's Discord. It started for gamers. The minimum age is 13, but the App Store rates it 17 plus apps. Why such a big difference there?
That 17 plus rating is the big red flag. It's signaling that the content exposure is way higher than that minimum age would suggest. And the critical danger point they identified is that Discord has video and voice calling.
Right?
And you can't apply text filters to someone's voice. So adult content, inappropriate language, it can all flow freely on those servers. They do offer a family center for safety info, but the risk is there.
So after all that, what's the takeaway for you, for the listener who's maybe got a new device to set up?
It boils down to this.
Yeah.
Check the age ratings meticulously. Set parental controls on the device and on your broadband. But most importantly, just keep that conversation with your child open.
The research also gave one final bit of insight on where the hardware is going. It mentioned alternatives like the other phone, which has the safety mode software.
Yes.
It automatically blocks nudity, profanity, bullying,
Yeah.
all in real time. And we should say, this isn't an endorsement, but it does show that new hardware is trying to tackle this in the moment.
Yeah. And if we bring this all back to that core risk with AI, the very specific concern that chatbots might replace real-life friendships, it leaves us with a pretty provocative thought to close on.
Go on.
If AI companions can really stand in for that crucial social time, how does that fundamentally change how we teach young people about emotional boundaries, about what genuine communication even looks like? Something to mull over as you're setting up those new devices.